AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. French President Emmanuel Macron says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him he would not further escalate tensions in Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
If there is diplomatic progress, we would welcome that, but we will believe it when we see it with our own eyes at the border.
The Russian government denies reports that Macron and Putin struck a deal. Families of the 17 people killed in a Bronx apartment building fire have filed suits against the building's owner.
Attorney Ben Crump says they're suing building owners alleging safety violations, including self-closing doors that stayed open, letting smoke fill the building.
People can escape, so literally, they died from their lungs filling up with smoke. A slow, painful, awful death.
Resident Fatima Janet says her sister was trying to save the family when she died.
We need justice for the families that lost people, as well as the other tenants in the building.
The lawsuit doesn't specify monetary damages. Fire officials say the January 9th blaze was started by a malfunctioning electric space heater. Julie Walker, New York.
The House passes a bill to eliminate a budget strain imposed on the Postal Service. Mike Gracia has this.
Bipartisan legislation has passed the House that would do away with budget requirements that helped push the Postal Service deeply into debt. A key component of the legislation lifts requirements for the Postal Service to fund health care benefits for current and retired workers for the next 75 years. Those requirements were imposed by Congress in 2006. Instead, the legislation requires the Postal Service to pay current retirees actual health care costs that are not covered by Medicare. Postal Service officials had previously said without congressional action, the service would run out of cash by 2024. The Senate is working on similar legislation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. Extensive security preparations are underway ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is in Los Angeles. He says there are no specific credible threats to the venue, SoFi Stadium.
What this is all about is planning and preparation to prevent any incident from occurring.
Mayorkas says everyone and everything that enters the perimeter of the stadium will be screened.
We also are ensuring the safety of land, sea, air, and the cyber environments.
Mayorkas also says specialists are working to combat any human trafficking.
There very well might be nefarious actors that prey upon vulnerable children and other individuals.
Mayorkas says they are taking measures that are both seen and unseen. I'm Ed Donahue.
An analysis finds a game could generate as much as $477 million for the Los Angeles region's economy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.